God. Amen. Thank you for that good singing, that good reminder of resurrection with the Lord Jesus Christ. We've heard the gospel message proclaimed today, and we have eight individuals who are going to be coming down into the waters of baptism, and they're going to be proclaiming that they have received the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. They have heard the gospel, and they have believed the gospel. And as we sang earlier today, love so amazing, love so divine, it demands our hearts, our lives, our all. And these individuals are going to come down to the waters of baptism to symbolize that they have believed on the Lord Jesus and are identifying with Him in His death. This water of the baptistry represents the grave. And when the Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins, He was buried when He was taken down off of that cross. And in reality, everyone who has trusted the Lord Jesus as Savior has died with Him and been buried with Him. So they will symbolize that as they go down into the watery grave. And it's all a symbol. It's a dramatic presentation of what has happened to them in reality. And then we will bring them up out of the waters of baptism, symbolizing that they have been raised again to newness of life. The Bible tells us that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for Him who died for them and rose again. So if you believed on the Lord Jesus as your Savior, you have died with Christ. You have died in Christ because He has died for you. And we've been buried with Him and raised again to new life. And so the Lord Jesus has chosen this picture, something physical, visible, that everybody can look at and see if they have physical sight. And they will see an individual go down into the water and come back up, symbolizing that identification, symbolizing their desire to live for the Lord Jesus and to let others know. Now, the ones who are going to do that today are not saying that I'm getting saved today. They're going to share their testimony with you. They're not saying I'm going to start living for the Lord Jesus today. They're saying I want everybody to know it in a public way, and so I'm going to be obedient to the Lord Jesus in identifying with Him in baptism. So we'll get started with that. Savannah Cecil, have you received the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior?
Yes, I have. Growing up, I always had the Word of God being spoken to me. I remember listening to my dad and my uncle Mark Beebe and Stephen Harrell always in church speaking to me and in Sunday school. And like I always knew that I was a sinner and I needed to be forgiven of my sins. But it never like truly clicked in my head until one day I was 7 years old. And I came out of my dance lesson, and I was in the car with my mom, and I just started talking to mom about how I knew that I needed to be saved, and right then and there, I received Jesus Christ as my Savior, and I want to let that know through this baptismal today that I am following Jesus Christ in my life.
Savannah, on the basis of your testimony and on the authority of the Word of God, we now baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Carson Hawks, have you trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior?
Yes, I have.
Okay, I think your father's going to read your testimony.
When I was 5, I started thinking about life and death and what would happen to me when I die. I prayed to God and asked Jesus to be my Savior. And I believe that he died on the cross for my sins. This year, during vacation Bible school, Mr. Mark preached about feeling guilty. And I was feeling guilty about sins I had done in the past. I talked to my mom on the way home, and I talked to my dad when I got home. And he answered the questions I had about salvation. He explained how I could be sure of my salvation and forgiveness of sins. I spoke to God. I spoke to God again, telling him I believe in Jesus Christ as my Savior and ask for his forgiveness of my sins.
Amen. Carson, on the basis of your profession of faith in the Lord Jesus and on the authority of God's Word, we will now baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Sasha Allen, have you received the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior?
Yes.
Your father's going to read your testimony for you.
This is Sasha's testimony. I was born in China and never heard about Jesus Christ as my Savior. When I was adopted almost 5 years ago, my mom taught me about Jesus Christ. I would think about what she said at night when I went to bed. Mom had me memorize Bible verses from my Bob Jones Bible class. My BJU Bible teacher also told me about Jesus Christ. She explained about heaven and hell, and I decided I wanted to be in heaven someday with my family and Jesus. I didn't want to die alone and live with evil people forever. Fire would burn my body forever. I kept thinking about that. Jesus is perfect and always good. God made everything. He made us and everything for us. One night, Mom and I were cooking together. I saw a magazine ad and asked my mom questions about life. I saw a magazine ad and told her that I wanted to be saved and I did not want to go to hell. We prayed together and I asked Jesus to come into my heart forever and give me eternal life. Matthew 6:15 says, "But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." I thought about this verse, and this reminded me to forgive others and that Jesus would forgive me.
Okay, Sasha. On the basis of your profession of faith in the Lord Jesus and on the authority of the Word of God, we now baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Morris Garrison, have you received the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior?
Yes.
Okay. Your grandfather's going to read your testimony for you.
I got saved after school at C4K because I believed the Lord died on the cross for our sins. I needed to get saved because if I didn't, I would go to hell. I want to get baptized to tell people that I'm saved.
Morris, on the basis of your profession of faith in the Lord Jesus and on the authority of God's Word, we now baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Bennett Garrison, have you received the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior?
Yes, I have.
Okay, would you share your testimony with us? Okay, your grandfather's going to read that? Okay.
I was in bed, and I was thinking about heaven and hell. And I did not want to go to hell, so I prayed that the Lord Jesus would come into my heart and be my Savior. I realized I was a sinner, believed He died on the cross for my sins, and He rose again on the third day. As a Christian, I should obey and tell others about the gospel and tell them that Jesus died for them and rose again 3 days later.
Bennett, on the basis of your profession of faith in the Lord Jesus and on the authority of God's Word, we now baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Turner Garrison, have you trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior?
Yes, I have.
Can you share your testimony with us?
Yes, sir. I got saved after school on May 16th of 2007 when I was 6 years old. I knew I was a sinner and I needed Jesus to forgive me and that there was no other way to heaven. But I never got baptized and I've had my ups and downs in my faith and wondering if I was really saved. And I got a little distant from God. At Skyland this summer, at one of the team meetings, I knew I needed to get closer with God. Nate Bramson talked about, if you're saved, why wait to get baptized? So I knew I needed to get baptized. I feel closer to God than I ever have before.
Turner, on the basis of your profession of faith in the Lord Jesus, and on the authority of God's Word, we now baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Benjamin Smith, have you trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior?
Yes, I have.
Would you share your testimony with us?
I became saved 3 years ago when I was 9. My family was watching the movie Left Behind. I did not want the rapture to come and I be without Jesus. I went into the bathroom and started praying, and I asked Jesus to come into my heart and save me. It felt really good to know that I was saved. After that, I got to share my testimony several times at Mountaintop and see others get saved.
Amen. Okay, Benjamin, on the basis of your profession of faith in the Lord Jesus and on the authority of God's Word, we now baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Isaiah Hawks, have you received the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior?
I have. When I was about 4 or 5, I remember one evening I was in the bathtub, and you know, I was still young enough. My mom was there in there watching me, and I asked her. I said, "Mom, I'd like to get saved." And from there we talked about it and prayed and. So I guess you could say I've already been baptized.
Not publicly.
Yeah, not publicly. Two birds, one stone kind of thing. And but no, that night also I gained a lot of doubt. I opened my eyes during prayer and I thought in my young mind that I thought that meant I'm not saved because I opened my eyes. And that doubt kind of carried with me through those younger years and into my teens, and the doubt kind of turned from doubt into a spirit of apathy, and I felt as though I didn't care where I went when I died. I was just going to live for myself. That all changed when I was 17. I got to work up at Mountaintop alongside of wonderful, wonderful Christians who are living for the Lord and daily, and you can see that. And so it was enticing for me, and I wanted to live for Christ and not just fake it or not just be standoffish to it. I wanted to live it day after day. And so today, I don't want to live a life of doubt. I don't want to live a life of apathy. I want to live a life for Christ and in obedience to Him. So that's why I'm here today, showing obedience to Him.
Okay. Isaiah, on the basis of your profession of faith in the Lord Jesus and on the authority of God's Word, we now baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Time. What a privilege to be a part of this. Hope that you consider it a privilege to have experienced it as well with these eight who've made this public identification with the Lord Jesus Christ. I hope that their testimonies have been impactful to you, as they have been to me, hearing them again and hearing what God has done in their lives. So exciting to see them take this stand. If you've never believed on the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, I think from just what was shared today, you know, you don't have to be in any special particular, let me put it that way, you don't have to be in any particular place. Wherever you are, you can call on the name of the Lord, and He is more than willing to save you. He wants to save you more than you want to be saved. And you can ask Him to be your Savior, to forgive you of your sins. If you know you're a sinner, and you know the Lord Jesus Christ died for your sins and rose again, you can receive Him right where you sit. And we would encourage you to do that. If you've never been baptized, but you are a believer in the Lord Jesus, we encourage you to think about that. I know of at least four other individuals who expressed to some degree the thought of possibly getting baptized this time or either having an interest in it. So whenever somebody comes forward and says, I want to be baptized, we plan a baptismal. So don't feel like you have to wait any particular length of time. Just let us know. We'd love to do that. So we want to ask you to pray for these eight individuals. Pray for Savannah and Carson, for Sasha, Morris, Bennett, Turner, Benjamin, and Isaiah. These young people are going to face even more of the attacks of the enemy, of Satan, and of the world because they have taken this public stand. And they're counting on you to pray for them and also to be an encourager to them. If you can stay around for a few minutes after they get dried off and come out, you know, it will be a real blessing to them to have you there and to let them know that you're praying for them and you appreciate the stand that they have taken. If there's anyone here that would like to talk more about spiritual things, I know that Dave, if you'd like to respond to that after his message, I'd love to talk with you. Others here would be glad to do that. Would be our great privilege. So thank you again for being a part of this. We praise the Lord for our Sunday school, our youth ministries, the families that are seeking to pour into their children, those children are in Christian families, the C4K program, Mountaintop Youth Camp. You've heard those mentioned today, and we want you to pray for them as well. So Sonny's going to close us in prayer, and thank you for being here. May the Lord bless you.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this wonderful occasion. We thank you for the privilege that we had this morning, first of all, to remember our Savior at the Lord's Supper. We thank you that eternal life is a free gift, and it was all purchased by the Lord Jesus as He took that tremendous stoop to leave heaven's glory and come to this sin-cursed scene to take our place. And so we thank you for that, and we thank you for the challenging message from our brother Dave. And we do pray, even as Mark has shared, if there's anyone here this morning who's never, ever asked the Lord Jesus to be their Savior, to receive him into their heart and into their life, all they have to do is call upon the name of the Lord, and they will be saved. We thank you now for these eight that have taken this step in baptism. We ask for you to go before them, guide them, strengthen them, encourage them, and may we be a help to them. We thank you again for the way you have blessed this assembly and for the many blessings of life you pour out on all to us, but most of all for the gift of our Savior and for his death in our room instead and his resurrection. We thank you now and pray you'll go before us through the other activities of the day, comfort and sustain Dana and Jonathan and the other family members of Mr. Guthrie, Ed Guthrie, who passed away and who we know is in your presence. We ask these things with thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Amen.